Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are in the world. Quick little video for you this morning. Holy dooly. How are we all? I hope you're well. Loose, loose, loose. You know what that does? Loose. Gets all those lying spirits off you. All those lying spirits that live in the demonic realm, right? You know, the demonic will is very real. And you will be, look, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, you don't really have a choice in the matter. You know, Rob Bell, if you look on my podcasting, Rob Bell says, well, I'm really not into things that are spiritual. Well, too bad. He says, well, I'm really not into things that are spiritual. And he says, well, are you a human being? And they said, yes. And he goes, well, too late. You don't have a choice. It's not like you get a choice in the matter. You're born into it. Whether or not you want to partake in your destiny or not is another matter. But you're going to be controlled by either force. And you have a choice to yield to the Spirit of God, who has all power, all authority, all dominion. And he's given you that. And now you move in that, you walk in it, and you fight in that. You can't stay immature, babies. You can't stay immature because you'll be controlled and you'll be used. And if anybody in your life wants to keep you immature, they're an enemy to your soul. They're an enemy to your soul. Anybody who doesn't want to grow up, who wants to stay immature like a little baby, they're an enemy to your soul. Cut them off. Remove them. Have them not influence your walk. Have them not influence your words and what you believe. Because they're ruining your life. Because they're influencing your soul and you're allowing it. So it makes you just as dumb. Don't allow it. There's people out there that don't want to grow up. They want to play little baby games. They want to stay like little babies. And they're going to be eaten by demons for their whole lives. Nobody's going to look out. They're not going to look after themselves, right? They sit there and like pray to God, please, 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 when he's already inside of you. You've been given the authority, you've been given the power. Now you've got to learn to walk in it. You don't have a choice in this. It's either you learn to walk in it or you're going to go the other way and you're going to die. And you're not meant to die because Jesus died so you can have power over death. We weren't meant to die. Death didn't come in from Jesus. Death was never an invention. They never died. If you read the Bible, you'll see that they lived to like 900 years old. Nobody died. People didn't die. And now we live to about 70 or 80. Why? Because disease, because our society's been filtrated by darkness, because nobody has stood up. The oppression just gets worse and worse. People have gone to religion and they've got moved in no power. They're fighting about who's going to be president. They're fighting about who's going to, what religion's better. And it's all distractions. It does absolutely nothing for society. You can meditate until the cows come home. If you're not changing the world, it's useless. You can wear red so your root chakra's red as raw. It's not going to do anything for the world. I mean, we can have 50 million people meditating on yellow flowers to help their you know, solar plexus chakra, and nothing happens. People are still going to war. People are still dying. It doesn't stop death. There's one man that lived. He was risen from the dead because the Father raised him from the dead. And it gave him the power over death. And he is God in the flesh. And he came and he gave us his power. So we can war against this evil and take our world back. This is serious crap. People are getting their heads cut off because they say his name. They're infiltrating our society everywhere. People with demonic thoughts, demonic oppression and demonic possession. And they're schizophrenic and they're going nuts. And they're building our world. We have leaders in power who are possessed by devils. And they are fighting with one another and they're trying to hold their throne over the nations. and they're trying to stop people like you get a grasp of who you are in the kingdom so you can learn to walk in the spirit and have power and make a difference and get them out. You rule over darkness. Your words have power and authority. You are a kingdom person. You have God inside of you and you have the power. Why do you feel so embarrassed to say it? Why do you feel so embarrassed to declare it? Why do you feel so embarrassed to go out there and use your authority? If somebody comes at you with a demonic intention, why are you so embarrassed to war against that thing? It's because those powers try to make you feel intimidated. They try to make you feel like you're insignificant. They try to make you feel like what you're thinking and what you're feeling is paranoia and it's wrong, and it's not. The intuition that you're feeling, the inclinations that you feel inside, you know that it's the Spirit of God talking to you, trying to get you to stand up. If we all just stood up, things would change. But they've got everybody distracted over here, over there. Some over here trying to get more spiritual. Some over here trying to ignore it. Some over here just trying to just live, survive. Others addicted, others this and that. And the demonic will open your eyes to the demonic realm. And they will awaken you to some spiritual force. It says that there's spiritual powers. There is seated in high heavenlies, spiritual forces, the Bible says. Satan was a cherub. He had an anointing. He had power. He has angels under him and they have power. The only one who sees all is God. And he has authority over, he will open your eyes to his kingdom realm. And from there, you will also see the demonic realm. And now, because you've been born again into the spirit realm, into God, you see all the spirit realm. You can see. Now you need to learn how to walk in it. Now you need to learn how to war in it and how to overcome, because everybody in the spirit realm sees you. And they can see what level you're at, and they know what you know, and they can see, like, does she know what she's doing? Does he know what he's doing? And they just throw a little thing at you to try and distract you. You need to learn to war now. And we have a Bible. And it's the Word of God. And it's alive and active. And it's the truth. And when you speak it, it's performed. That's the whole point. 27, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and they fell. Now, they don't teach you how to war in all the little churches, the happy clappy churches that just want to sort of feed you outside and keep you happy. If they're not teaching you to war, they're not in the war, which means they're doing absolutely no damage to the kingdom of darkness. That's why they're left alone, and that's why they can do whatever they want, because they're not affecting Satan's kingdom, and he doesn't care. He only cares when you start to make a difference. He only cares when you start to touch on his territory. That's the only time that he starts to G up and he's like, wants to, you know, take you out. That's the only time. If you've lost your marriage, if you've lost family, if you've had nothing but struggles your whole life, you have something on your life that God has put there and that Satan has seen, and he's come at you your whole life to destroy you. It's not that there is anything bad with you. It's that there was something very, very good with you. And there was a time in history that you're coming away, that you're going to be woken up to come into your destiny, to fight the good fight. And everything you've been through has been training. You know his tactics, you know what you've been through, you know how he works, you know where he sits, you know everything, because he's taken you through it. And God's allowed it so you can learn. So then when you come into the kingdom, when you come into your destiny, You've got a lot of things that you've overcome, and you're going to go in and you're going to do a lot of damage to his kingdom, okay? And this is why Satan G's up. This is why he bridges up at you, and this is why you need to take a stand. This isn't a game, and it doesn't go away. You've just got to learn to fight. You've got to learn to decree a thing and it will be established. It says it in Job, decree a thing and it will be established. Like Moses, he commands his morning. You've got to command your morning. Look these things up. 1 Corinthians 10, 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. Okay, and we're going to read, where am I? Psalm 91, okay? Some of you have had to deal with witchcraft your whole life. You don't even understand where it's coming from. But so much chaos and loss in your life is not a coincidence. That's witchcraft, and it comes from the spiritual realm. And it's always attacking finances. For men, always attacking their sexual thoughts, causing them all sorts of problems, getting them into all sorts of trouble, putting them into all sorts of situations where they're trying to fight against this spirit that's coming against them, and they're trying to control their thoughts and their mind, and they think they're feeling this stuff and doing the wrong thing, and they're trying not to look here and not there. It's a spirit coming. You need to war against this stuff. You need to learn how to overcome it. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. We bind all back pain right now, every backstabbing and every word that's been spoken against our lives that's not of you, every curse that's been placed upon us. We break it and we lift it off us, Lord. Let the fire of God destroy everything that's not from your kingdom, God. Let it burn up every plan of the devil. Let it burn up all witchcraft assignments and demonic assignments that have been sent against our life, and let them be cut off, all soul ties to be cut off our lives. Let us not be snared by the devil or by man. Let us not ever come into temptation. Deliver us from temptation. Illuminate our eyes to the plans and the wicked works of the enemy so that we can see and we know how to war against them, Father. I pray right now that you would allow that your spirit would come upon every single soul that listens to this, and it would illuminate their mind with clarity, Lord. That the fog of the devil would be bound up, that the chains of the devil would be broken off. Every single soul here, that they would be loosed and they would be set free to walk in the glory of God in liberty. That nothing would come against their lives. That every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of the demonic that's come against them with assignments to try to take them out of their destiny, to try to hinder their walk, we cancel those assignments. I declare them null and void right now. I frustrate the plans of the enemy against every single person that's listening to this now at the sound of my voice. Let them be set free by the power of God, and let them be set free forever in eternity, that they would ever enter into salvation, that they would enter into salvation not only in their heart, Lord, that they would enter in through their mind, that their minds would be renewed, and that the mind of Christ would flow through all of their thoughts, that nothing would hinder their walk with you ever again. Let them come into their destiny, come into the knowledge of the glory of God, and let it flood their bodies. Let them know that you are the Lord, and that you are for them and not against them, that you would chastise them, that you would discipline them, Lord, because you discipline those that you love. Because you're a good father, and you don't allow your children to follow in the ways of the devil. You don't let your children follow in the ways of evil, that you correct them and bring them onto the path of righteousness and the path of eternal salvation. It's a narrow road, Lord, but you follow them. You order their steps, and you give them light, and you shine your light through their bodies, and you anoint their mouths so their words are anointed, and when they speak, evil flees from their lives. In Jesus' name, holy. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, and nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, and even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. And he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample under your foot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. And I will set on high because he has known my name. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Decreeing it will be established. Amen. War against those spirits, guys. Rise up. Amen. Have a good day. Love you guys.